Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're taking a look today at Chaz Gimel and Hilchos Tefillah, coming off of Chaz Beis, where the Rambam established the principle of Mitzvah LaRutz LeBeis HaKnesses, based on the pasuk in Hosea, V'neida Nirdefa LaDasas Hashem. Tefillah is a form of Yediyas Hashem. You'd probably more likely associate that with Talmud Torah, and yet we know the relationship between Talmud Torah and Tefillah for the Rambam, both parts of Mitzvahs Avoda. So Yediyas Hashem through Tefillah, and again, counter the view that was expressed by the Hagus Maimonios, that this has something to do with being one of the Asara Rishonim. We know that this comes out of a Rambam, where the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be in the Beis HaKnesses Dafka when there is no Tzibor there, because again, there's a special Yichus to the Beis HaKnesses, Tefilaso Nishma'as B'chol Ace. Now again, what the mechanism for that is not so obvious. For that we relied on the Hagos Maimonios, and based on the tshuva of the Balei HaTosos, that a person who takes a neder should release that neder because he wants to be in the makom, which is kavua, even if there's no minyan, because of kavanas halev. Now, once we understand that tefillah is a form of Yediyas Hashem, the Rambam very naturally transitions to Beis HaMedrash, Gadol mi Beis HaKnesses. V'chachamim gedolim, afal pi shehayu lahem be'iram, batei knesios harbeh, lo hayu mispalelin elo b'makom shehayu oskin sham b'Torah. The famous Gemara of Rabbami and Ravasi, also in the first parak of the Gemara Masechta Brachos, like all of these halachos, tleisar be'knishta b'tveria, v'lo havu matzli elo b'ni amudi de'havu garsi, they would daven exactly where they learned. And then the Rambam says, v'hu, Sheyispalel sham tefilas hatzibur. So the Kesef Mishnah already notes that here we have a machlokes harishonim, that the Chachmei Tzarfat did not take this position, and the Beis HaMedrash Gadol mi Beis HaKnesses meant that a person, you know, who's involved in learning in a very serious way should daven in their place of learning. Lo havu matzlu Elohecha dahavu garsi. It doesn't say anything about there being a minion there. So the Rambam is taking the position is v'hu sheyispalel sham Tfilas Hatzibur, that you might be willing to sacrifice Berov Am Hadras Melech, that there are going to be more people, the Kesef Mishnah indicates, in the Beis HaKnesses, but nonetheless, you'll have the advantage of combining those two aspects of Mitzvah, Avodas Hashem, Ula Avdo B'chol Vavchem, Zo Tfilah, and also Zo Torah. So that appears to be a Machokas Rishonim. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Yonah goes even further, and he says, even Aliba, the Shit of the Rambam, he says the sheet of the Rambam, Vushi Ispalel Sham Tefillah Satzibur, we're not talking about those most rarefied individuals that don't waste even a second of their day. But people who don't waste even a second of their day should rather daven exactly where they're learning, even if they're learning at home, because Tarasam Nul Nusam, and it's not worth wasting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even in the Schar Halicha of going to the Beis HaKnesses. He says, even according to the Rambam, these are at least people who take the time to go to the Beis Medrash, so for them, yeah, the minyan is going to be necessary. But somebody who, let's say, learns all day at home, he never stops learning, so he should daven exactly where he learns without wasting another second. The Rush disagreed, and it says, Torah l'chud, and Zman Tefillah l'chud, and the Rush says, what's it going to mean for the community? You're going to have the spiritual paragons of the community not participating in the minyan. So what are people who are less committed going to do? So that rush, I think, is a very powerful rush in light of something the Rambam himself said, right? Kol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses bi'iro ve'eno mispalel bo yom hatzibur nikra shachin ra, that an intrinsic part of the mechayev of tefilas hatzibur to begin with is to be mizakeh the rabbim afal pi shehayu bahem choten. So I'm not so sure that Rabbeinu Yonah is correct for the Rambam. The Rambam started off the perek with the halacha of shachin ra, of making sure that everybody's tefilos can be heard. So when the Rambam says, v'hu sheyispalel sham tefilas hatzibur, it doesn't seem to make an exception. I think Rabbeinu Yonah has a highly speculative, highly debatable reading of the Rambam. It would strike me that the Rambam is suggesting, yes, because I believe that tefillah is a form of Yediyas Hashem, so Talmud Torah naturally eclipses that. Beis HaMedrash is Gadol mi Beis HaKnesses. So as long as you don't have to compromise on tefillah b'tzibur, you'd be willing to compromise on something like Berov Am Hadras Melech. And I think that is a very different conclusion than Rabbeinu Yonah draws Lashitas HaRambam. Now this line of Beis HaMedrash, Gadol miBeis HaKnesses, of course, refers to a more general discussion. That discussion of the relationship between the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, of course, is a discussion at the very end of Masechta Megillah, where we have a machlokas between Rav Papi and Rav Papa about this very issue. There, the context isn't where a person should daven, but whether one is allowed to sell one for the other. And the maskana, the halacha, appears to be that a person could sell a Beis HaKnesses for the sake of establishing a Beis HaMedrash, even though it is a machlokas ha'amuraim, right? Bayis shemegadlin bo tefila, bayis shemegadlin bo Torah. So in terms of the Kedusha, we do say the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is gadol mi Beis HaKnesses, but again, that's le'inyan being able to say malin bakodesh velo maridin. We wouldn't necessarily have known based on that halacha where it is a person should daven. You could say the koach, the yichus of the Beis HaMedrash comes from it being a place of learning. But still, in terms of davening, the Beis HaKnesses is still the primary place for tefillah. So be that as it may, I think this is a direct continuation of the Rambam Lashitaso. V'neida nirdefa ladas es Hashem. The more that one believes that tefillah is an expression of yediyas Hashem, it is, after all, like we said, in Sefer Ahava, and ha'ava l'fi ha'yidia, so the more that one is going to say that's true, but the primary expression of yidia Hashem is always going to be limud ha'Torah. Everybody have a wonderful day.